Hi, this is Krishna Dave, bizgrowthnews.com. And in our little series of podcasts we've been doing is around iPhone applications and what people's favourite iPhone applications are. But I've been at a conference today and actually met up with Deirdre Waldron, who's the managing director of an organisation called agency.com. And I thought I'd bring a conversation with Deirdre to this podcast because actually from another perspective, this is about businesses, organizations creating iPhone applications and actually how that can be part of your communications and marketing strategy. So Deirdre, thanks so much for joining us. And the
Thank you.
We were talking about was specifically about an iPhone application you've been doing, which I think, and you can talk us through the numbers, but had amazing visibility for people in terms of being able to access it for lottery.ie, and yet it's not really had any marketing or whatever behind it. So tell us a little bit about lottery.ie, what the iPhone application is, and how that came to be.
Yeah, well, the National Lottery in Ireland are a great client of ours. We do their website, their digital work for them, and about nearly a year ago now, we just started beginning the conversation with regards to iPhones, iPhone apps. They're a very progressive brand. They understand that spend in the digital space is as good as brand awareness for a press ad or, you know, an outdoor ad. There's just as much visibility, but in a different medium. And particularly when you're going after an audience that is tech savvy, they want people who can play online. So you're going after an audience that's looking for tech savvy. So you need to be talking in their medium. So when we look at building an iPhone app, we have this conversation with all our clients. You know, an iPhone app should be, or an app in general, should either save you money, make you money, or else just be about your brand and be free. So there's a certain kind of category you should put it into and be very clear about what you wanted to do. So the lottery were very clear they wanted it to be free. It's a service that they wanted for their customers. And ultimately what it does is it checks your numbers, and you can also randomize your own numbers and produce numbers in the app. So there's a fun element as well. It's very important, I think, for all apps to look at being functional, but also having that fun element where it's interactive and utilizing the features in iPhone, for example. So the whole shake method helps users shake and choose which numbers they're going to choose within the lottery. And so we launched the app back in October 2009, and shot straight to number one in the utilities category for weeks on end. We have huge downloads week on week. We're in the middle of building the second version. Watch this space, great new features coming out in that. But really the app is one piece of the jigsaw in a very large lottery strategy, which is around engaging the consumers in a routine. The lottery should be in your daily routine. How do you interact in your daily routine? It's not always 10 to 9 on lottery night at Saturday. Oh, what am I going to do? I see it on the news. I need to get my tickets. It should be part of your daily routine, and the phone is just so much part of everybody's daily routine. Having that app on your phone can help you choose, get the numbers quicker and help you to really kind of formalize that routine as part of your daily habits. So
you've had a lot of downloads, so it became number one, as you said.
Yeah.
How did that come about? What were the kind of ways that they got the message out about the fact that the app was there?
Yeah, well, we kind of did a soft launch. We only recently started promoting it on the website. Prior to that, what we looked at was just really, letting the app talk for itself. And the app is very user-friendly. It gets great reviews on the website. It has all the games online. And what we did was make sure that the consumers were happy with the app before we started doing a strong launch. And really, the app, it spoke for itself. And that's the good quality of an app. When you look at the iTunes store for Ireland, the downloads in there would be specific to our country, and obviously, the National Lottery is very specific to our country, so you had a little bit of an advantage in that case. But really what happens, it starts to come back up the charts, and as people search, they see what's popular, and as a utility, just hit the top of the charts for weeks on end and still is in the top four.
And would you do anything else in terms of marketing it through 360 marketing, in terms of, is that what you would do going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. We've made your plans, as I said, with the second app release. It was really a toe in the water and a soft launch, and not just iPhone, looking across the spectrum of Android, mobile. There's a huge mobile strategy you need in place that should really embody, all the touch points of your consumers.
Deirdre, thanks so much for bringing an insider view of actually creating that app, and perhaps you'll come back and we'll talk about version 2.
Absolutely.
This is actually Deirdre Waldron we were talking to, Managing Director of agency.com. Remember, you can also find me online over at bizgrowthnews.com or check me out on facebook.com/marketingmentor.